First of all, it was an awful day for hurling, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bad day. Listen, so disappointed, it's hard to put into words. Again, disappointed for the people at home. I think we're a kind of a team that tries off the crowd as well, to tell you the truth, but we've no excuses today, the better team won.
After the first water break, we've talked so much about bloody water breaks this year, but after the first water break, they kind of took over, didn't it? They scored 8 points without reply.
They actually scored, they went up 10. Like, I thought we played some great stuff in the first quarter, played really well, because that breeze is horrendous, and Clare got the grip in the second. That second quarter was the game. That killed us, you know. And in the third quarter, they fought very hard, and once they got the goal, it was uphill. But the lads didn't give in. No matter what you say, they didn't give in. Am I disappointed? I am. My disappointment doesn't come into it.
It's always going to be a tough day anyway with those elements. I don't think they really suit us. I know you spoke about the fans. You could turn around and say it was the same for them, but they are a big physical team. Jesus, there's 4 or 5 and over. 6'3", 6'4".
There is, yeah. No, like, today things went from, we tried a lot harder today than we did against Galway. I think we fought right to the end, but we weren't at it. Like, the last two games, I don't know. I can't figure out. Maybe this time of the year doesn't suit the style we play. I don't know. We can't have any complaints today.
The reality is, we could be back hurling in 8 weeks, couldn't we? Less.
Yeah. Wexler could be back in 8 weeks, and you don't know. Whatever it'll be, I know everyone's very disappointed, and there will be a few people mad to get a few digs in, but in fairness, the majority of the Wexler people are incredible, and please don't change that. But myself, with the lads, we try our very best for you, and I mean that. Them lads, they won't go away. It's just a matter of regrouping and seeing what the story is. And personally, I'd like to thank everyone down there, and I mean that. It's been a tough year for everyone between the pandemic and so many different things, and just stay strong, stay with it, and there will be brighter days ahead, hurling-wise and otherwise, and health and that, and so it's tough, trust me, today, but there is brighter days ahead for everyone.
You are committed to another year, aren't you? You'll regroup, I suppose, and have a think, and no harm for yourself to have a regroup and just for everybody just take a break and regroup and think. It would be nice to be hurling next week, of course it would.
Yeah, like, listen, yeah, I have another one, of course, if I want it. I'll do whatever's best for the boys. That's what I'll always take a week or two and reflect. And the first thing will always come is Wexford, number one. It is a place in my heart like no others. There's no games or any of this bull or this messing about trying to get Wexford to hold me on or stay. That's not, I don't go into that. I'm no interest in that. It'll just be whatever the best is for the boys. I absolutely adore it down there, and I really mean this. I'm so gutted for the Wexford people. I wanted to give you something to really have for the rest of the year, but that's the way it goes. We've had some unreal days. I suppose we waited. People have said to me the last few years, what have you achieved? I'll tell you, we've achieved a promotion, 2 Welsh Cups and a Leinster Championship, which we hadn't since 2004. That's not a bad day's work, no matter what anybody says, and we're competing up there. Are we disappointed with our last 2 performances? We are. We want to win them, and I accept that. I'm sure all these lads will go back to the well and look at it again. I have nothing but absolute respect for them and for the county board as well. The county board are one of the best county boards out there, trust me, they're incredible.
You have to say a few words about your own county, and it must be hard for you on the sideline too. And you know, you give so many years service for the county, your father's secretary of the county. It must be difficult, and all the Clare players came over to you at the end of the game, so they still have respect for you. Of course, you managed a lot of them, including Tony, to win in All-Ireland.
That means an awful lot. 90% of them players I had. The thing I enjoyed about Clare today is they went back to the game that suits them. And I know that suits them. Not this long ball like was said that they needed to do when I left. That was never going to do for this bunch. 20 years, Clare hurling. Managed for 5. Played every age group. Managed my club. So yeah, it's kind of difficult, Liam, when you're living down there and you're so involved. Trust me, I couldn't have given any more than I did today. I wanted us to win today badly, and it just didn't happen. And the better team won, and we've no excuses. There's no point in me saying X, Y, and Z.
You're making excuses,
no,
as you.
No, I'm not. Maybe I could have done things with 1 or 2 changes a bit quicker and stuff like that. It's very hard with the tried and tested. You have to pull X, Y, and Z off at a time. But you know what? That's we all need to look at it. I said there's a lot of hurlers on the ditch that will see it a lot better than you will down the sideline when the pressure's on.
Thanks for your time, and please God, we'll be talking next year.
Yeah, listen, thanks very much, especially to you and to all the media. It's been very fair. I just wish everyone the best for the rest of the year, and hopefully into the new year we'll get things started and you know what, these boys need that crowd back. They need to thrive off the Wexford crowd and the Wexford people. They're very passionate. So hopefully things will turn around.